You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about a smashing success in the patty world, a committed traffic streaker, and a flying mean girl gets grounded.
All that and more on episode 151 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob, what the hell is going on, Cast?
Not too muck and fudge. Just a regular Monday afternoon. One thing I want to bring up, there's two things I want to talk about today. Did you notice on Twitter, there'll be the odd person that goes on and says, hey, looking for a new podcast. Any recommendations? And then the tsunami of replies from all these different podcasts that are like chasing after that one listener. Now, normally that works, but it's like, holy fuck, man. Like, you could put the dick down. You know what I mean? Like advertise your show, do what you got to do. And we're not complaining. We put our shit on Facebook and Twitter, but it's just a funny because one person will say any suggestions and they'll literally get 100 replies.
Yeah, when we reply to it, we usually say something like, don't listen to our fucking show.
Well, yeah, or if I reply, it's because it's somebody I know personally. And they're like, oh, yeah, you haven't heard, we do this show. Oh, cool, right on. Or, you mean, it's just a different format. But, you mean, that. So anyway, I got to chuckle on that because it's like, holy fuck, now this person has like literally 100 podcasts to sift through if they do at all.
Well, and it depends how new they are, too. Like, some new podcasters think that they're going to sustain these massive numbers. You know, and it's like, well, when you start podcasting, eventually your family stops listening and then your friends stop listening. And then you
none of my family or friends listen to us.
Like. Yeah. Now, so now we're just dealing with a core audience. We have our numbers. It's all over the world. It's great.
Yes.
Right. But, you know, like you can't expect to have that on like your eighth episode.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, yeah. Like, no, my wife doesn't listen to the show. Like, oh, by the way, it's my wife's 40th birthday today. Oh, did I say 40? Yeah. But anyway, hey, she doesn't listen.
Is it her birthday or is it your anniversary?
It's her birthday, yes.
Oh, that's what you had posted. I don't read your shit, Rob. I saw your wedding. You posted your wedding photo and you wished her happy birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what I saw. Okay. I was like, is it already his anniversary again? What the hell?
Yeah, you were at the wedding, if you recall. So anyway, yeah, happy birthday to my wife. Another thing, you notice who was online? I think it was the comedian? It was Patton Oswalt, I think. There's one guy that's going around, and you know, in the comedian world, you've done a little bit of stand up yourself.
Yep.
Joke stealing is fucking horribly taboo.
Yes, it is.
It's
getting harder and harder to fight people on it because the new and younger generation don't see a problem with stealing shit since they grew up stealing music and movies.
Yeah.
That they think stealing jokes is equally okay.
Let me get to the point I'm making. There is one guy. He keeps on redoing memes under his own thing, right? And he keeps typing them out or doing what he has to do. It's Doctor or something like Doctor Funko. I don't know the exact name, but anyway, he was throwing him under the bus. Like, dude, you're going online and you're stealing other people's quotes and you're stealing other people's jokes. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, I think the fat also got in trouble for that because he was,
is that a stage name?
No, yeah, it's the guy on Twitter, right? And okay. he's actually kind of famous, and he was basically retweeting but removing the other person's name and then putting that shit in there.
Yeah.
And he was just like, well, no, I know it's not mine. It belongs to somebody else. He's like, it's obvious. I'm like, yeah, but you're not giving them credit. You know, so he got in trouble for that because they were like, you can't steal other people's shit, man.
Well, you're stealing people's quotes. And it's hard to, you mean, or you know, like if you have memes, like it's hard who wrote the meme, but just share the meme. Don't fuck it. Like, I mean, so yeah, there's actually, I don't know what's going to happen, but because obviously it's the Wild West on social media, but something eventually like it's just they're trying to make it taboo, in which it should be. It's like, yeah, if somebody says something funny, or that's why when we say stuff on this show, it's like, oh, I heard this. Forgive me. I didn't remember where I heard it, but it's not mine.
If I take the original quote, then I'll usually.
Of course. Yeah, that's just it. And it's a wild, wild west. And it's another thing. And that's the same thing. Even if we go back to stuff like Napster. Now, okay, that was stealing music, and now it's taboo, and now everybody buys their own music. But if I could.
Oh, no, not everybody. Trust me.
Well, okay.
Not me. I mean, I buy, but I mean, yeah. I have to deal with people who are like, when I told my movie was coming out, they were trying to tell me, they're like, okay, well, I'm going to, not only were they going to download it illegally, one person I know actually told me, and I know you're fucking listening, yeah. That he was trying to figure out how much money he can get per CD by selling it in his community, which doesn't get a lot of internet right. stuff. So he's like, oh, so it's a little more, so I could probably get $3. I'm like, You're kidding, right? You're literally on the phone with me telling me that you're not only going to steal the movie, but you're going to freaking
steal my shit.
Hawk it? What are you, fucking nuts?
But okay, well, let me just rewind back to 1998.
He's a good dude, though.
Yeah. Let me just rewind back to 1998. When Napster came out, now, this was in the height of when CDs, we had most of the 90s or late 80s, most of the 90s. And then it started getting to the point where you'd have a 17 song, fucking $25 CD. 25 years ago, and only two songs were any good on it, yeah. or worth a shit. So, but you had to buy the whole thing. There was no singles. There was no, and then all of a sudden, it's like if you wanted to hear that one song, you're paying through the nose. So once Napster hit, it was kind of a, oh fuck, right on. Like now I don't have to pay through the nose. Like it got to the point where the record companies were really starting to fuck the consumer like real hard.
Yes. And because there were producers that even the band members, let's say the band members made $2 million on a song, right?
Okay.
Well, there were producers who put that shit together that made $40 million on that song.
Because they're selling CDs. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, they would say like, oh, here's your cut. But they would hide a lot of the costs. And still fun. That's how Hollywood works.
Yeah, of course.
That's why you can't audit movies and all that because it's a shell game, right?
Exactly. So my point to the story, though, like just real quick, is the fact that the reason why people jumped on Napster, because in the climate at the time, the consumer was feeling like they had a sore ass because like, holy Christ, I just want, you mean, why do I?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we were getting fleeced and we were tired of it. So once that came up, we're like, oh, finally an outlet to say, fuck you.
Yeah, and again, now it's stabled out. Now it's a little better, so people are, yeah. You know, you can...
Apple's actually made shit easier, and it started with Apple, and then now we have Google and all these different places where Amazon, you can download music.
Right.
Right? And it's easy, 99 cents a song. Oh, that's great, fine, I'll pay for it, I don't care.
Yeah,
right? Exactly. But the thing is that back then, they were like, oh, no, all this online... Because this is what they would say before online music was a thing, as it was just starting out. They're saying you're going to kill the music industry. No, we're going to kill your industry. Yeah. Music is still going to be fine. It's just the old way of selling it where you'd sell an 8-track, a cassette, an LP, a CD or whatever.
And before an album used to have like 8 to 10 songs. Then all of a sudden they were coming out with 14 to 17 songs on a CD. And again, look at all this bonus content. No, it's basically you give me your fucking tracks. You're going to throw out anyway.
Yeah, because any musician where the salt has like 50 to 60 songs he's already recorded and sitting on a shelf somewhere that they never released.
Yeah.
May see if they die.
Yeah. Yeah. They write 30 to make a 10 song album. But anyway, online stuff again with jokes and music. Just make sure people, whoever the artist is, make sure they're getting the credit and make sure, you know, whatever. Like
any music we use on this show, especially like our opening theme song, we personally got that made.
Right. Well, yeah, we have permission. We paid money to have permission to use that in perpetuity.
Yes, and the and those who use like actual music from that they don't pay for the license.
Yeah,
you're gonna find out pretty soon that once people start paying attention to podcasts, because it's still new,
a niche. Yeah, it's a niche. Yeah.
You know, and once it starts getting a little more mainstream, people are going to be like, hey, man, yeah, I got 100 episodes. Oh, they've all been pulled off of whatever platform because you decided to use proprietary music.
Yes.
You know, you needed Led Zeppelin to open your thing. It's like, well, no, that you better go change. You better re-edit all your fucking files and re-upload them. Nobody's going to do that.
Believe me, it's like coming from, this is episode 151. I ain't re-editing shit.
Yeah, so that's why, and that's why we had that conversation when we first started.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, we got to make sure that nothing we use that they can pull it off of YouTube or whatever and say that's not your music. And, you know,
yep,
it is. Unless you want to subscribe to something like Epidemic Sound or those places.
Of course. And and again, there's lots of online musicians that will sell you intros and bumpers and all sorts of stuff. So if you're getting into podcasting, there's ways to do it and ways to make sure the artist gets paid. The same thing, our logo. I made the first one, but when we wanted to redo it, we paid to have it done because that's what we do. Like you're not trying to pat ourselves on the back like we're so righteous, but no, like artists need to get paid. So pay the artists, or even make sure they get the credit, make sure,
It all depends on what field you're in. For most of the time, don't pay an artist with exposure, right? I don't know if you've heard, but people die from exposure.
Exactly.
All right, man. So, I think that's pretty much it. I think this is airing on Wednesday. So then.
Is it Valentine's Day when this is? Is this our Valentine's Day episode? Oh,
no. Well, I guess it would be, yeah, because that's on Sunday, right? That's the 17th.
No, Valentine's Day is on the 14th.
Dude, I'm single. Like, I fucking know.
Well, I don't know. You don't get yourself some nice hand lotion or anyway.
At my age, I'll stick to the box of chocolates. And
okay, box of chocolates, light a few candles, put on some Sting. You may have a little menage a moi.
No, I haven't been. I haven't been. You know what's the word? I haven't been treating myself as sexy as I should be. So
no, you should.
If I make any advances to myself, I'm gonna be like, no, you didn't earn it.
You didn't earn it. No,
You know, we should do. Like I said, I absolutely love the Japanese version, which is White Day.
And, what?
White Day.
Oh, okay.
White Day and Valentine's Day. It's basically like we have. We have St. Patty's Day on March 17th. But on March 14th, the Japanese have the February 14th,
right,
which is where the women cater to the men, right?
Oh, okay.
And then on March 14th, White Day is where the men cater to the women, like we have our Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Okay, so basically they did it this way because if the men went first and they went, oh, I'll do this and this for you and this and this. And on White Day, maybe you can do this. We can do that thing I do on my birthday. And then since they get to go last, the women would be like, nah, I don't think so. Yeah. So they were smart enough to go, no, women, you go first.
Right. And then the men got to meet.
Because if you commit and you say you're going to do something a month from now when you want that diamond ring or you want whatever, I'm going to say, remember that time a month ago when you said we were going to do my favorite birthday thing and you were like, well, guess what? No, this for you. Yeah, so okay, girls, you go first and then we'll go the next month. And it's actually just a nice way. It's actually a fun thing.
Oh, that's cool. Well, yeah, and they're very pragmatic. Like, what an excellent way to do it. Also, too, I should mention before we move on to headlines, Ménage à moi, that is mine. I wrote that. So if you're French, it's funny. If maybe it's not that funny, but no, yeah, that's mine. So
patent pending.
No, it's not pending. That's mine. TM. I've been using that for years.
That's right. Yeah.
Like that trademark Roman Bodegas.
Yeah. It's kind of like when I came up with the, my brother's talking about like when you have the shits there, and I told him, I said, like when it's the hot fucking burning shits, that's the devil's pudding.
Devil's pudding is a TM copyright Roman podcast as well. Yeah, devil's pudding, ménage à moi. We got a bunch of stuff. We got a bunch.
So
yeah, I don't want to hear that on any other podcast out there. I'll be very mad
unless we get the credit. So if you want to, go ahead. Just make sure you mention who you got it from.
Ironically, despite all of us going on, we will work for exposure. So. we really
have you seen me? I could use a little exposure.
I have seen you, and we need an exposure dimmer switch.
We need to expose you to a treadmill.
Awesome. So, okay, on that note, let's hop into headlines.
Speaking of fat people,
here we go.
Segway: United Airlines ejects fat shaming passenger from flight.
I think I saw bits of this, but go on.
Yeah, so a lady was sitting between two heavier persons.
In the middle, in the three seats.
Yeah. So, Rob, you can't say anything about this because you are a skinny person and that is a hate crime.
No, right? I'm
not. By myself being a heavy person, I can talk about these, you know, how, you know, certain groups can talk about other groups, right? Well, since I'm in the you're a fat ass group, I can talk about these people.
Okay, go ahead.
So these big heifers, right?
Okay.
These porkers are sitting each side of this lady.
You're right. Now,
they're lovely people. They happen to be a little bit heavier.
Right.
The lady in the middle decided to make, she was uncomfortable. She felt that she was being squeezed in.
Yes.
And rightly so, she probably was. You know, it wasn't as bad as she made it out to be, but it was still, I'm sure she was uncomfortable. So mm-hmm. instead of calling the flight attendant over and saying, oh, you know, like, look, can you give me a different seat? I'm just not comfortable here.
Right.
Instead, she got on the phone with a friend and was like, yeah, they got me sitting between two fatties.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
She just starts insulting the shit out of them to her friend.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I can't breathe, you know, because I eat a salad. And she, you know, herself, she wasn't that skinny.
No.
She wasn't heavy, but she wasn't lean.
Skinnier than them, but, come on, fuck off.
I do, man. You want to make yourself look thinner? Hang out with fat people. That's Rodney Dangerfield.
Yes.
Right? Hang out with fatter people than you. You don't have to lose any weight. So, so then they are basically the people who were she was insulting.
Right.
And basically took it for a while. And then one of the people being insulted, the lady, she called over the flight attendant. And of course it didn't make it better.
Right.
Now, this wasn't a component of this, but the optics were bad because she was white and they were both black. So the optics looked bad to begin with. Right.
Yeah.
So then the lady who's being insulted, she calls a flight attendant and says, you know, she said, can you move this lady to a different seat? Because I will not be insulted by this bitch. And she starts freaking out at her. And she says, this and that. And so she says, well, ma'am, how about we give you a different seat? And she's like, well, it's not my fault. I eat a salad all the time. And I'm not as fat as you people. And she just kept insulting them to the point where the rest of the passengers started revolting against her.
Yes.
Telling her to shut up. And then to behave herself. And she's like, it's not my, well, I'm being kicked out of my seat. And they're like, no, you're just being relocated in a more comfortable seat. So they're like, okay. They're like, no, that's it. Just get off the plane completely. We won't take this. Now, and she may have had a legitimate gripe. Like Nicole Arbour went on that fat people rant. That's exactly what she was talking about. The airplane thing, you know?
Yeah.
And this type of thing, I disagree with Nicole Arbour, but I can understand how this person was uncomfortable, but they're like, well, we can find you another seat.
Well, of course. They went around at the wrong. Like,
this is in your house. It's just a random seat you were assigned 5 minutes ago. You're not attached to the fucking seat.
Yeah.
So if you say, like, can you help me out? Can you find me another seat? And the lady goes, okay, yeah, we'll do our best. Usually they're very accommodating. You know, and the two, and these two other people, they're just sitting there in their seat and going like, look, we really didn't do anything. And wasn't that wedged in.
No, and like she's feeling, they're trying to like scooch in as much. Like, I've seen something about this. I didn't dive into it because I usually flip by these things and just wait to hear them on the show here. But yeah, she went around it the wrong way. She was just rude and like, oh, I eat salads and this and that. Like fuck off. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Like,
they're like, they kicked her off the plane and they finally took off and everybody was much, much better for it.
Yay. I've seen something similar where there was a young black gentleman in line at when people board a plane, if somebody hasn't traveled by air, they go in zones. So on your ticket, it says zone 3 or zone 4. I think I brought this up before because a lot of people that, when they start lining up, they just jump in the line. Doesn't matter what their zone is. It's like, no, look at your ticket. They will call you zone 3, start lining up. But if you're in zone 5, they're like, they think, oh, I'll just line up now. It's like, no, your ticket says something. But first class has zone 1. They go on first. You mean? Because they're first class and that's the way it is. So there was a young black gentleman that was in line. And then a woman's like, oh, I taps him on the shoulder. Says, I think this is just for the first class. You're in the wrong lineup. And he's like, what? I'm right where I am. And then she goes to her, turns to her husband and says, oh, he must be in the military because military gets first class zoning privileges. And he's like, no, I just got money. So sorry. And then he took a selfie and over his shoulder showed the woman and he put it online. So she was.
And he was in first. He was in first class.
He was. He bought his first class ticket.
You know what? And it's not the majority of people. But it's a majority. It's the minority of the well off.
I remember when I was in San Diego, I was boarding a plane, and then I had my zone, and I was getting in line as I should, and this elderly lady and her daughter, elderly lady kind of just jumped in front of me. Like, you know how they do at the grocery store all the time where they kind of pretend they don't know what they're doing, but you know, they're fucking cutting in front of you, and they're 80 years old. So they know you're not going to say anything, but the elderly woman gets in front of me and the daughter was mortified going, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry." I'm like, "Don't worry about it. It's fine. We're okay. We'll get on it." Like, because they're just doing that little, is this? Oh, am I in the wrong lineup? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's assigned anyways. It's like, it doesn't.
Exactly.
It isn't general seating.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not general admission where you're going to see a Kiss concert. You want to be.
And they put you in by zone so that you can fill the plane in a way that's more, well, I should say they're supposed to do it in a way that's more convenient.
Yeah.
You know, like do the back first and then do the next rows and then still you fill up until the front.
They don't do that, no.
They don't do it like that. It's ridiculous. And I actually saw a show on how they said how to do it more efficiently. But anyways.
To the point, if you're going to air travel, don't fat shame anybody and don't presume anything by race, by thinking they're in a different class, because that's fucking ignorant. Yeah.
Don't assume that people are going to jump on your side because of encroachment. If you're being a dick, people, if you're being polite and you go, like, I can't sit like this. Like, it happened to me when I was on a plane. I'm a bigger guy. This happened about 10 years ago. And you could tell right away people are clutching their stuff. And they're like, "Don't sit near me." But it's like, I have an assigned seat.
Yeah.
Right. And then as I was getting close to my seat, the guy stands up who's in the aisle row. And he's like, "Oh, come on in here, buddy." He goes, "Come on in, have a seat." He goes, "I know how these some people can be." He goes, "I used to be a bigger guy myself." He goes, "I know it's tough for you to travel." Yeah. And he goes, "I'm sure you haven't been on a plane in a long time." And I'm like, "Yeah, it's true, I have." And he's like, "Yeah, he's, don't worry, man. Just go ahead and have your seat by the window." And he says, "We're all good."
Yeah.
He was the nicest guy, and he was just like, totally empathized with my situation.
Yeah.
And I did my best not to encroach on the person next to me. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and exactly. Like, see, I get the exact opposite where, you mean, I get the people pulling their purses over and start patting the seat saying like, "Yeah, come sit here.
Yeah, you deserve it."
I'm like, "Sorry, sir, I have assigned seating. I can't."
"Sorry, sir. Yeah.
I am so sorry.
Take your merce off my chair."
Exactly. "Sir, take your fanny pack. I have assigned seating. I'd love to sit with you, sir." And wax poetic.
"Mind if I put my fanny pack on your seat for a while?" Yes, it's a fanny pack, which means it was rubbing on your penis. So I don't want it anywhere near my
seat. It's a fanny pack. Like, come on, fuck off. Awesome. Okay, next headline.
All right. So Bronx restaurant runs out of beef patties. Angry woman smashes all its windows with bat.
Okay, go on.
So a pregnant lady who used to visit this beef patty place in the Bronx all the time shows up there and she's like, "Okay, you know, give me my beef patties." And they're like, "Okay, well, we've run out of beef patties. We're just making some now. It's going to take about 10 minutes.
Right.
And she's like, she started freaking out, saying, I guess she was what they call angry. And she started freaking out, saying that that they're lying to her, and that they obviously do have some ready, and they're not giving it to her. And they thought it was weird because they've talked to this is a regular customer of theirs.
Okay.
So they've talked to her about it, because she's pregnant. So they've talked to her about her pregnancy. They talked to her lots of times.
Right.
So now all of a sudden she comes in and she's fucking pissed off, and then she starts getting into an argument with them.
Right.
And then she decides to leave. She was so mad, she took off, came back with a baseball bat, and started smashing the outdoor windows.
Oh, no.
On the door and also the window display. So, you know, like in New York, a lot of them have your name painted on the window and all that. So it's not just a window. It's also having to redo your whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It cost them $2,000 to repair the glass, and they're still picking up shards 2 weeks later. You know, what's funny is that there's a Crime Stopper thing out for this lady because they did not catch her. I guess she always paid cash, so they don't know who she is, even though she was a regular customer. And so they got Crime Stoppers out there. They're like, call for tips, NYPDCrimeStoppers.com, or text tips to, I guess, the crimes.
Yes.
And I guess you can make, you know, Crime Stoppers, right? You can make a couple bucks catching somebody.
Of course.
Yeah. So, yeah, she was fucking hangry, and she was like, "What do you mean you got no beef patties? Well, I'm going to go all Negan on your ass."
I think it might have been an elderly old lady wondering where the beef is. But if you said pregnant, so I can't confirm.
Yeah, she was I'd say between maybe late 20s lady. And she just was
fucking hungry.
You know, I don't know. I guess she's used to getting her way, or maybe it's a millennial thing where it's always like, everything's catered to them. And if they don't have their catered to them right away, then they snap.
Don't blame the millennials for being hangry.
No, I'm just saying. They're so used to the world being catered to them. You know, every page they go to is designed for them. Everything they go to them. When they get into the real world where somebody's not catering to them immediately.
In the real world where they don't have patties.
In French, they call that petit couche.
Right.
Which means that you blow a sprocket tooth.
You broke the oh no, tabarnak.
Tabarnak, I broke the tooth of the sprocket. Ting, twang is tea.
Iced tea, indeed. Iced tea. Okay, so no. I get it. I've been hangry before, and I can only imagine what that's like when you're hangry for two. You know what I mean? And your hormones are a little off balance. I'm not saying she should be forgiven.
Maybe it's not her, right? Maybe she's giving birth to like the Antichrist or like a serial killer, and he kind of took over her emotions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, of course. No, I just think she was hungry and got upset, and that's okay. I'm just saying, if it was some punk kid or an idiot or you or I, like, yeah, we should go to jail for her. Pay the damages. An apology would be excellent as well. But yeah. Come on, let her off the hook. Oh, come on.
She's buying beef patties in a little storefront there. I don't know. She's, I don't know.
Hey, fuck. You mean the heart wants what the heart wants.
you know, when it comes to beef patties, you can be poor or rich. It don't matter. I mean, I love a beef patty.
Yes.
I love a beef patty that has a little red dot on it. If you're familiar with beef patties, they put like a edible dye.
Yes.
Right. And the ones with the red dots are the spicy ones.
Oh, it's spicy.
Yeah. So you'll look at the beef patty and you'll just see one little red dot on it in a corner somewhere. And you're like, what is that? And then you realize, oh, it's spicy.
And that's spicy.
Oh. And a lot of places what they do is sometimes you just buy them outright. And sometimes they'll open them up and they'll stuff them.
Oh.
They'll stuff them with vegetables, whatever you want, right? There's already meat.
Why would you ruin a perfectly good beef patty with vegetables?
I know, but if you want to make it into something else, like there's a lot of places that do stuffed beef patties, or when they say beef patties, they literally will load it with whatever you want, which is really cool. But to me, the original beef patty is awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, I remember a doctor, when I was trying to lose weight at the time, doctor's like, well, what's your breakfast like? Well, usually I go to work and I just grab a couple of beef patties. He's like, you know, and he just looked at me. He's like, "Oh my God, why?" I'm like, "Because they're tasty."
Because they're tasty.
And he goes, "Stop eating those now." He goes, "You're gonna die of a heart attack." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm gonna die of a heart attack for many reasons." He's like, "No, specifically for that food.
Specifically for beef patty breakfast."
And I was just like, "I think you're being a little bit of an alarmist here."
No, he's not. Well, that's like, of course, us being in our mid-40s, my breakfast is very bland and you would not like it. I have a cup of egg whites, a coffee with a little bit of milk, no sugar. You mean we brew it at home. And I have a 65 grams of oatmeal with just hot water on it. Like very, very, very.
Dude, that breakfast is so boring. I stopped listening halfway through.
Exactly.
All right.
But I'm 45 years old and I have to watch what I'm throwing in my body. Anyway, more point to the story.
Mine is a little different.
When I have a 2-year-old, and when my 2-year-old, I chop up a banana. My 2-year-old has banana and also has a piece of toast with peanut butter on it. Now, I don't, when I spread the peanut butter on the toast and then I cut the toast and then I put the peanut butter away, before I put that peanut butter butter knife, you mean full of peanut butter on it, in the sink, I lick the fuck out of that thing. And I don't double dip. I don't lick it and put it back in the thing, or I don't lick it and cut our thing. No. I'm not an asshole. No. But that little hint of peanut butter in the morning tastes so fucking good. It's like,
after your breakfast, no doubt.
I look like a porn star going, we're going to town on this.
A sandwich with a fucking donkey dick and you'd still be licking that cock of it.
Peanut butter. Wouldn't be like 2 grams of peanut butter, but man, is it tasty. Like,
yeah, wow. No, my breakfast is a little different. It's a protein shake and almond butter.
Oh, nice.
Spoonful and a half of almond butter, my protein shake, which is just pure protein.
Right.
And then an hour later, about an hour and a half later, it's usually something like a ground beef with a with either avocado or guacamole.
Oh, nice.
Type thing. So I make them into beef patties, like the actual like hamburger patties.
Right.
And I just throw the guac on it. And then a couple hours later, I get into my chicken, my rice, all that stuff.
There you go. Well, yeah. Here we go. This is Old Man Diet podcast.
Yeah. Well, no, my fucking breakfast is amazing. Are you kidding me? I get a protein shake that tastes like chocolate. And I get almond, but I have Reese's Pieces for breakfast, basically, but a healthier version.
A healthier
version. Right? So my breakfast is awesome. And an hour later, I get to have meat and guac. I'm a fucking happy guy. My diet is very happy, is very good, and it's amazing for losing weight. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to properly cook for stuff since I hurt my back. So another day or two, I'll be back on the mend, back working out, and back in bikini form, as they say.
That's subject to opinion. I don't know.
Oh, no. I mean, anything I wear ends up by looking like a bikini.
Of course, yeah. Purpose,
you know, it's like Homer Simpson there was when his shorts kept going up his butt.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I hope they're going somewhere good.
All right. Do you got one more headline? Or
I do. I was going to go with the one, but you know what? I will save that one for later. Actually, I think we've done enough crazy women stuff. Actually, it's okay. They're both crazy women stuff. All right. Let's go with this. Naked woman reportedly chases partner through traffic.
Of course. Go on.
Hey, you know what's funny? There's a Homer Simpson quote here, too. Homer Simpson once said alcohol was the cause and solver of all life's problems. But one Pennsylvania woman is allegedly on February 2nd, allegedly caused her to chase her man through traffic, all while naked. She was arrested on February 2nd, and she was caught running through the traffic, I guess, in York, Pennsylvania.
Right.
So basically, she was with her boyfriend in the hotel room, and they were drinking. There was alcohol. There was marijuana. There was what was the term that they referred to? That it was a
relaxing evening. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, they're at high end Super 8.
Oh wow, la di da.
So they said that, so she started talking about they were going to be, have kids and spending a life together, where that's when her boyfriend freaked out. Right.
Yes.
Right. So, when the cops showed up there, there was reportedly half a bottle of vodka, raw leaf marijuana, a pot grinder, and assorted pills in bottles.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So she started talking about like babies and life together. And then Buddy was like, I gotta go.
I'm too high for this.
Like, no, we're gonna love each other forever. Love me. And he was like, no. And he ran out of there. And I guess he just literally ran out into the streets. You're like, this is not gonna happen. And she was like, no, you love me. And she ran after him. But she was buck naked.
So he had probably his boxers on or something.
Oh, no. He got dressed and he got the fuck out of there.
And she was just there nude.
And she was nude in bed. And she was like, no, you can't go. And instead of getting dressed and chasing him, she just ran out naked. And people were like, lady, put your clothes on. She's like, but I love him.
Do you? Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, there's a little bit to unpack there. Again, nothing wrong with getting a Super 8 Plus room with your lady and having a little bit of booze and marijuana. And obviously it was all consensual. But I think he may have overreacted, or he could have been just really paranoid. You know what I mean? Like,
well, some guys, they just like, you know, they consider some women, there's, you know, how did Family Guy there? What's it, Peter Griffin?
Yes.
You know, when he was talking to his daughter,
right?
And she's upset that nobody wanted to date her long term or whatever. And he goes, Meg, you're a practice girl. You know,
Jesus,
Meg, you're what we call a practice girl. That's his daughter.
Yes.
So I guess that's the way he was looking at this woman. Like, oh no, she's good to shag now.
Well, again, and again, okay. Let's preface this. It goes both ways. There are some guys that you may hook up with somebody or in a similar situation and go completely gaga, and not Lady Gaga, but just like completely head over heels, and it turns into Creepville.
Oh yeah, and it gets extreme to the point where they become stalkers. Yeah, no, we're not.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, this goes
female or male. Either way, this happens on both sides.
There are practice boys too. Not that we know any, but yeah,
we call them Italians. Was it? I think it was Eddie Murphy where he said, or it was maybe it was Dangerfield. He said, "We need Italians. We need Italians to sleep with our women before we marry him."
Jesus fuck. Okay. Obviously, this guy may or may not have overreacted, but we weren't there, and I'm sure.
Well, whether he overreacted or not, it's irrelevant to the fact that
she's running nude in traffic. She's
running nude in traffic, going, "Love me." Oh my God, they're gonna fend bot after me. Like a Terminator or artificial like life form or half like half cyborg or something.
Right. And but then again, there could be more to the story. Like it could be like,
give me your seed.
Maybe he was married, or maybe he's in a relationship and that's why they're in a Super 8. Like, who knows what's going on? Like, you know, like, and he's like, uh-oh, I better get out of here. I don't know. That's either way.
Right? And I've seen a couple of shows where it's like one guy who's dating a girl because of status.
Right.
Right. You know, that dating this girl, they were different races and it was a status thing. And then he got her pregnant and all of a sudden he was like, oh no, now I'm trapped. It's like, dude, it's called responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. if you have sex, There are consequences.
Exactly.
Whether it's emotionally running after somebody in traffic.
Whether that could happen.
You know, or getting somebody pregnant.
Of course, or getting the HIV.
Getting the HIV, yeah. Or finding out they were a dude at one point.
Or, yeah, whatever. You mean, or you mean, gone to surf for Hippolytes. Like, like, there's plenty of risks out there. But, yeah, as a person, yes, you know, there are consequences.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, well, you know, I think he responded poorly, but good for her for chasing her man. Like, yeah. And I don't know what the woman looks like. So, you mean that's a lot of pride. That's a lot. I wish I was had that confidence to run through the streets nude. Like, look at me.
It's just, Dad, hide your shame.
Exactly. Awesome. You know what? We're going to wrap it up about right about there. I'm going to take care of a little bit of housekeeping. Remember, if you want to find us on Twitter, we are at Roman Pod and Cass, and I am at Robert MM Cass and Cass1973 on Instagram. You can find Roman. He is the Roman LeBeau on Twitter and Instagram, and Roman Citizens on everything else, Snapchat, Christian Grinder, and all the other good stuff. You'll find him there.
Yeah, a naked traffic runner.
A naked traffic running. I think there's an app for that.
Yes.
Does it count the flaps? Like every time it hits your thigh, is that?
Well, no, they don't call it flaps. They call that.
Some of us flap.
They call that the back end applause.
Oh, okay. Some of us flap. Some of us dingle. Like, you know,
it sounds like there's a whole audience clapping behind me.
Okay. Right. A thunderous applause. All right. Don't forget the networks are on. We are on the Tangible Network. We're on the EMC Podcast Network, and we're also endorsed by Emotionally 14. So check out all those sites and all those people. Excellent and awesome content throughout. And we appreciate each and every one of those platforms. And also, do not forget RomanPodcast.com or .ca. If you want some merch, you go to that website, it'll take you right to our TeePublic store. You can get hoodies, you can get cell phone cases, you can get laptop bags, anything, pillows with our faces on them. Like, who would want that? You know what I mean? Like, I got these little throw pillows with our logo, our new logo with our faces on them, and you can just put them on chairs around the house. You can call them the Moist Makers.
No.
Well, okay, whatever.
Oh, you've just ruined my holiday sandwich, by the way.
I just wrote your holidays. Awesome. So yeah, check out that RomanPodcast.com for all our merch. If you're so inclined, you can see that there. And also do not forget our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes you want to send Roman, send them to RomanPodcast@gmail.com. Roman will happily peruse your tasty nudes. If you have any tasteful nudes, send them to the same address, Kara Rob, RomanPodcast@gmail.com. And I'm a married man. So as long as they're tasteful, I'll happily peruse them. They can't be too tasty because, you know, come on, I'm married enough. And also do not forget our review reach around. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and review. And we call it the review reach around.
That's right. That's a 5-star hangry patty review.
Awesome. So until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
what would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.